Let me tell you a classic Zen story about the power of qi. The story about fighting cocks is from China and is said to have been written by Mishatsu, a disciple of Lhasu. In ancient times, there was a king who wanted to own a fighting cock, and he asked one of his retainers to train one for him. So the man began to train a fine bird in all the techniques of combat. And after 10 days, the king wanted to know if he could organize a cockfight to display the talents of his bird. "No, no," said the trainer. "He's strong enough for sure, but his strength is empty. He's full of hot air, and he wants to fight all the time. He gets overexcited and has no endurance." So 10 more days passed, and again the king asked his trainer, "Can I organize the fight now?" "Not yet, not yet," said the trainer. "He's still so fierce that he's looking for a fight all the time. When he hears another rooster crowing, he flies into a rage and wants to kill." After another 10 days, the king asked again, "Now can I organize a fight?" "Well, your bird no longer is racked with passion. He remains calm when he hears another cock crowing. His posture is good, and he retains power and reserve. And he no longer loses his temper. When you look at him, you're not aware of his energy and strength." So the king organized a tournament. Fighting cocks from all over the land assembled for combat. But when given the opportunity to fight the king's bird, no other bird would come anywhere near him. Instead, they ran away terrified. The king's bird never needed to fight. He had transcended his technical training, and by possessing enormous internal energy, the other birds had no choice but to bow before his tranquil assurance and the strength that they sensed but didn't see. When you practice Zazen, in time, you'll be filled with qi, with an inner strength and tranquility that others will perceive without understanding. Going back to my own martial arts sensei, the first thing he taught me was, there should be no fight. You can get hurt when you fight. But if you're good enough, confident enough, you won't have to fight. And I can remember asking, "What if you're forced to fight?" "Walk away," he said. "Fighting is foolish." "But if I can't walk away," I continued. He smiled and replied calmly, "Strike fast in a way that ends the fight. Put your opponent in the hospital."